cost in order to move forward with the pump purchase, and is now requesting reimbursement of this expense from the Funding Agreements Emergency Fund, Funding Agreement Programs Emergency Fund. The sewer sales tax guidelines provide for requests such as this on page 4 of the document, with this being an unforeseen equipment failure creating a financial hardship upon the village. Late last year, the village increased its rate for sewer service charge to its customers. This rate increase has a reserve account component built into it to address issues such as this one being presented. However, this rate increase has not been in place long enough to generate the funding necessary to cover this cost. The village at this time is requesting reimbursement of the above stated amount in order to transfer those dollars back into its street maintenance fund. The village is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until April 30th, 2017 to allow sufficient time for the work covered under the funding agreement to be completed and also provide time for the required approval processes. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on March 28, 2017. 3 copies of the funding agreement were presented to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary to determine the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax program. This is a situation where they didn't apply for any funds to upgrade this lift station originally because they didn't know that they would have this breakdown. When the county commission and the attorneys and my input, when we set up the sewer sales tax guidelines, there is a paragraph in those guidelines to address situations such as this. As far as unforeseen breakdown or equipment failures are concerned, if the village does not have the funding and needs funding assistance, even though they might not have applied for it to be budgeted, in the past year, the commission could, if they chose to do so, assist that entity with funding assistance. They have raised their rates out there. They've doubled the rate for sewer service. Actually, it's $35 a month. They did not have a reserve account component built into that rate, which they do now, but like I said, it hasn't been going long enough to have any money in there to cover an expense such as this. So they did have money in their street fund. And that pump, what happens with a pump station? These are duplex pump stations. You have 2 pumps in there. When one pump goes down and you're only left with one pump and you're not sure of the health and the condition of that one pump that's left there, these are things that any sewer utility would jump on pretty quickly. So they've moved with what means that they had available to do so, which is money from their street fund to address this issue. That's what they're requesting, is they're requesting that amount be reimbursed. And we do have monies in what we call the emergency fund that was approved as part of the overall monies approved by the county commission.
You said $6,497?
Yeah, that actually has 10% built into that. What they don't spend, they won't receive, but there's 10% built into that for any unforeseen issues. Should it go over the amount, that we wouldn't have to come back to the commission for another $100 or something like that. And I will say that they just learned this morning that they had their clarifier, the gearbox and their clarifier, the gears went out of that, and they've had to have some work done on that late last week. So they're probably, and this is up to the county commission's approval, but they're probably going to come back and ask for some additional assistance, and that could be between $5,000 and $10,000. But they are trying to get their finances together, and they're not the only community out there that could do better on trying to have a good reserve fund.
Well, at least they've taken the step to.
They have, and I got to commend them for that. They paid the money for HDR to do a rate study, and that was $5,000 out of their pocket. They're trying to get their finances in order, and they are moving in a good direction. They just had a run of bad luck here, and with a small community like that, you get into these issues of $6,000, which is not much to some of the larger entities, but to the smaller communities or $10,000, it might as well be $100,000.
There's just not enough users on it to support
it. That's part of it, yes.
Well, then whenever the rate was $17, I mean, that was a lot of the issues with
thing
with some of the other villages and some of the, you know, out in this county it's $40 and
Yeah, that's what their rate was. They pretty much doubled their rate, you know.
Is it about 36, 38?
Yeah, about $35 volumetric flat rate. It's just the same rate charged each residential customer per month. And they just went with the volumetric average.
I think the county rate is going down now due to the user number.
I believe it's 37. Mm-hmm. I think it's 37.
Oh, did it go down?
39, from 39 to 37.
Yeah, as they put on more users, it...
Yeah, Brad had done some studies, and through the accounting firm, they saw that they could lower the rate a little bit. So they made a decision to do that.
I think it's on direct deposit with us. So I don't know what I pay.
Yeah, well, you should probably see a little decrease in there somewhere.
So when you say there's a 10% build in there, I misunderstood. I guess I thought it was already done and paid, and they'd taken that money out of the road, the other fund. So I thought they'd know.
Well, this is kind of how it got written up before they made those things happen. So
okay.
When we start working on these, there could be a month or a month and a half go
by
before I ever get here with that. But they purchased the pump, from what I understand. The contracting company that's working with them is going to be putting the pump in.
So it hasn't been put in yet?
That's from what I understand today, that's supposed to be happening pretty soon.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. Do you guys?
No, it's necessity.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and Village of Taneyville for the lift station E upgrade.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure that they appreciate it very much.
Agreement for Ford Police Interceptor Utility All-Wheel Drive.
I think these are ones we've already approved or awarded the bids.
Morning.
Morning.
Yes, this is the bids were already awarded on these. Bids were for, on the Interceptor was for one or more, and on the others was for two or more. And actually, we have ordered a second one on the Interceptor. Bid.
Is that because of the vehicle that was?
No, since we were short on the others, we ordered one out of some of our own funds.
Because didn't we get an email or something saying that the
one of them got destroyed?
Ran twice or
yeah.
By allegedly, I guess, by a suspect.
Yeah. Yeah, totaled that vehicle out.
So the insurance company gave us money on that one?
Yes. That was actually one that was already scheduled
to
be replaced.
Replaced.
Yeah.
That's right, because we got more out of it from the insurance company than we would have had we sold it on Purple Wave or anything.
Don't tell the insurance company that.
Move to approve the agreement for the Ford Police Interceptor Utility by and between Taney County and RML Branson, LLC, DBA Tri-Lakes Motors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Dodge Charger all-wheel drive patrol cars.
And that's the same way. The bid was for two or more on those, so that we can purchase those throughout the year if we need to in the future.
Move to approve the agreement for Dodge Charger all-wheel drive patrol car by and between Taney County and RML Branson, LLC, DBA, Tri-Lakes Motors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 pickup trucks.
Is that you or is that Road and Bridge?
That's on us. That's on the patrol vehicles, the SSVs. That was also the same way, two or more on the board.
Move to approve purchase of, or the agreement for Ford F-150 SSV Super Crew 4x4 pickup truck by and between Taney County and RML Branson LLC DBA Trilex Motors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And ma'am.
I'm not used to that part of it.
Commission will take care of both of it.
Park Board prioritization.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm probably one of the newest members on the Park Board, but anyway, here about a month and a half ago, we got together and toured all the park and facilities and kind of come up with a priority list for this year. You know, as we seen it there on the ground, we was kicking the rocks around, so.
Is this the list?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have more list here, if you...
Yeah, please.
That's the wrong one.
I thought I did.
Here we go. Here we go. There we go.
If you say yes, it should be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Adams and Mr. Tate, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, no problem.
Away from my wife and all this.
It's on tape.
And in reference to the number four there, it's a letter from the City of Forsyth that it's a one-time shot, and Mr. Hayes has been out and looked at it already, and we developed a, with Mr. Harris and the park board from Forsyth, and they developed a little plan or a proposal there.
On your first proposal, because Mills Park, you're proposing to the bathroom that's there, and I've toured it. It's in really bad shape. Taking that bathroom out and replacing it with a new bathroom,
yes, and,
right across.
The shelters, because of the floods, are in bad shape. Everything will be just like new almost when we get done with the new bathroom. And there is public water to the site. And it'll be hooked back up, and there is electricity to the site, and it will be hooked up for security reasons, yes.
Okay.
So now, this is what the park board's already agreed to or decided on?
That's our priorities for this year, you know. You know, there's lots of ifs in there. Even the campground out there with the, you know, 5 or 6 inch rain can change the whole outlook on the whole thing in one weekend.
The number two priority, the boat ramp at Moore's Bend, I understand that was a priority like in the year before,
yes,
but
yes.
The weather didn't. And when you...
Last year, the water was really, really high, mm-hmm. and it was unable to do anything in there.
Yeah. And it was low when they inspected it, and the Corps had gotten their letter and everything. Mm-hmm. We've had just a little bit of rain since then, mm-hmm. and that's what I think you're meaning is the if we...
Right. And as of right now where it stands, we're still in good shape down there. Mr. Hayes has contacted the Corps of Engineer. Him and an engineer or something like that,